Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. There's nothing better than that you should eat and that you should drink and that you should make your soul enjoy the good of your labor. It's a moment-by-moment thing. You enjoy when you eat. Give God thanks. It's wonderful. Enjoy when you drink. I certainly did with the wine I had over the weekend that was fantastic. And make your soul enjoy the good of your labor. You got to enjoy the things that God gives you, the fruit that He yields. You're to be the partaker. The one who works the field is to be the first partaker of those fruits. If you work, you know, enjoy. You got to enjoy your life. It's a short life, that's for sure. I was actually talking to one of my buddies yesterday about it. I just feel like time is flying, and I question whether or not it's because of the devices. You know, if you put your phone down for an hour, at least me, or 2 hours, time really slows down. So I've been thinking a lot about that as well. These are the deep thoughts I've had lately. But this morning I was reading it, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Verse 7, it says, "Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all of our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live if ye stand fast in the Lord." I love this. These believers, they felt like they were living if the people that they taught or the people that they spoke to about the word had faith or had a firm reliance on what was taught. We are to be workmen of the word. You are to read the word for yourself. You're to work it out yourself. I love that verse. Work out your own salvation, your own safety, your own preservation. It's between you and God, and we are to be workmen of that word. But again, they were blessed in their affliction when the people that they talked to about the word lived through faith. And honestly, I've witnessed this in my life, so I can actually I can apply this. Over the weekend, I ran into a buddy that kind of he worked with us for a year, and he was blessed. He ended up being blessed, and now he stands on the word. Now he has true belief, true faith, and he tells me all the time that he's thankful for my family because it just changed his life. I can relate to this verse. Do you talk to anybody about the word? Do you have that type of believing where you can actually cause effect just through the light that's in you? Just through that light, just through talking about the word. Verse 9, "For what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God, night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your faith and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith." These believers, they cared about the people they taught, and they prayed that they could just be around them to help them out in anything that was lacking in the faith that they had towards God. And again, as a teacher, it is a blessing to help. It's a blessing to help. The people that have written me, it's a blessing to receive those, the writings, you know, the questions, or whatever it is. At that time, whatever it is, it's on the heart. There's something about it when you know that the faith that you have, the faith that I have as a believer is imparted and it blesses. I can't tell you how much it'll bless you when you start to see that working in somebody's life. Verse 11, "Now God himself and God our Father and our Lord," it's our Lord Christ Jesus, "direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you increase and abound." In what? In love. In love. We are to love one another. It goes right back into that. That's the end of the law. There are two new commandments: to believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another. Again, verse 12, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one to another," or one toward another, "and toward all men, even as we do towards you, to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints." He establishes you unblameable by loving. Now, you are righteous again the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. There's no need for condemnation. But that's what God wants to see in your life. And if you have a heart to just follow what God wants, you start to love one another. And like I said before, what I've been doing is I literally been walking in a room saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. It's the only way I found that kind of can restart my mind. Walk in love. Pray for one another. Be a strong believer. Have faith towards God. Watch what happens around you. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. When you pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything that's going on today, that you just smooth everything out and show us what we ought to do. I thank you for the position we're in right now. I pray for just a constant increase and growth in the business. I pray for our country. I pray for everybody down there in North Carolina. And I just everything that's going on, you just take care of it, and that you bless those people down there, Father. I thank you again for each and every moment that we have, and the people you put in our life. And I thank you again for my family, and just where we're headed. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.